Welcome to Business English Pod, a great way to improve your English skills on the go.
Employment Interview Techniques Podcast Lesson. In today's high-paced and competitive business environment, good jobs are hard to find. Sharpening your job hunting and particularly interviewing skills is a great way to keep yourself in the competition. One of the most important things to keep in mind when you are being interviewed is that you should try to relax. If you feel nervous and uncomfortable, your interviewer will also feel uncomfortable. So it's important to smile and to be as natural and as friendly as you can. The good news is that while part of the interview is to test your actual answers, much of it is done simply to get a sense of you as a person. That means that while it is important to answer in a certain way, it's perhaps more important to be friendly, confident, and natural. Here are some tips. Smile as much as you can. Smiling breaks down barriers and will make you and your interviewer feel more relaxed. Be confident. This doesn't mean brag or show off, but an interview is not the time to be humble or downplay your experience or accomplishments. If there is only one time in your life when it's good to tell someone how great you are, the interview is that time. Don't lie, but don't sell yourself short. Don't talk about what experiences you don't have. Always turn these kinds of questions into positives. For example, if an interviewer asks if you have an experience in bookkeeping, you never want to simply say no. Instead, think about any connection that might relate. Well, I don't have any direct bookkeeping experience, but I often help the bookkeeper, so I'm familiar with the terms and I feel I could learn it quite quickly. Or, I never did any bookkeeping myself, but I took 2 accounting courses in college and feel that I understand the basics of it. Dress the part. There is an old saying that people should dress like the position they want to get. That means a professional appearance is very important. Much of this will depend, of course, on what country you are in, but don't ever worry about being too smart for an interview. Be as detailed as possible. Often interviewers will ask you hypothetical problem questions. For example, what would you do if your boss asked you to do something that you didn't know how to do? It's important in questions like these to be as detailed as possible. We'll talk more about this later. You're now going to listen to an interview. Pay close attention to the questions asked by the interviewer. These are all common interview questions. Also, pay attention to the answers, but don't memorize them. The answers given by the interviewee are just one way of responding to the questions asked. Vivian Wren is a human resources assistant manager for a large international accounting company. She has been looking for a new position as she feels her current job isn't challenging enough after being in the position for over 8 years. She has been asked to an interview by a large airlines company for the head of human resources. Let's listen in on the interview.
Good morning, Ms. Wren. I'm glad to see you this morning.
Yes, good morning. It's nice to meet you, Mr. Barnes. You have a lovely office.
Oh, well, thank you. We've been in this office for about 3 years now.
It has a fantastic view.
Yes, we're very lucky. So, why don't we turn to you for a moment? I've reviewed your CV and it looks impressive indeed. I guess my first question is, why are you looking to leave your current job?
It's a good question. I guess for me it's just a matter of personal fulfillment. I've been at this job for over 8 years now, and while I've learned an enormous amount and I feel really fortunate to have been given the opportunity at my current company, I suppose after 8 years, it's time to start thinking about a different course. I'm very much interested in shifting a bit into a different industry. I like the airlines industry. It's something that interests me very much and would give me a whole new direction in which to take my career in human resources.
Great. What did you find the most challenging in your current job?
I would say that what was most challenging was simply managing the hectic schedule. I had a large department, and since I was the assistant manager, many of the day-to-day tasks fell to me. Things I had never done before, like benefit allocation and dealing with insurance companies. I suppose it was just those small things. Many details I had to pay close attention to. Though, having said all that, I do feel I managed very well, considering I had no prior experience in those areas. I had to learn fast.
And what interests you in particular about the airlines industry?
I guess the movement it implies, the international aspects of it, the fact that I could work with people from all over the world, have the opportunity to travel, to be in a fast-paced and competitive industry where things can change in a moment. All that seems very exciting to me.
I'd like you to think for a moment and tell me about what you consider to be your two greatest achievements so far.
Wow. I will have to think about that one. I think advancing in my current company from a file clerk when I was going to school in the evenings and working all day to becoming the assistant manager of the department. I feel very proud about that. All the things I learned and the people I met along the way. So many things. I simply didn't understand about human resources when I started, and being able to feel that I contributed an enormous amount to the success of our company and the overall satisfaction of our employees. So that would be the first thing. And the second achievement I'm most proud of would be purely a personal matter. My family and their support, my kids and my husband. They've always been there for me, offering their support.
That's great. And do you have any questions for me?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. First, I guess, could you tell me what you like most about working for this company?
My co-workers, of course. We are like a family here. And the feeling that the company cares about each of us, that we aren't just workers to them, but human beings. That's really important to me.
And what would you say are the qualities you associate most with the job you are currently looking to fill?
Wow, you have some good questions yourself. I'd say we want someone who is flexible, a hard worker, knowledgeable, and with solid experience.
Okay, I think I have many of those qualities. Thanks. And just one more question. What's the next step in the interviewing process? Because I'm very interested in this job and certainly want to be considered for the next stage.
I'd say it's certain. We will narrow the list down to 3 candidates and have a second round of interviews with the CEO and general manager next week. Anything else?
Just a thank you for your time and have a great afternoon.
Thanks very much. You too.
Now, let's look at some key elements of the interview. Vivian and Jeremy make small talk briefly before starting the interview itself. This is common and is done for a variety of reasons. It makes both people feel more comfortable and it gives both a sense of who the person is as an individual. Small talk topics often concern the location of the office, what the office looks like, the view from the office, the weather, etc. Remember that if you are being interviewed, this is still part of the interview, so it is important to smile and be as friendly as possible. Don't expect the interviewer to initiate the small talk either. Feel free to ask him or her questions about the office or something business-related, but try and avoid anything personal. Then the interview begins. Jeremy indicates this by saying, "Why don't we turn to you for a moment?" "Why don't we" is a polite way of making a suggestion and is very common in both business and day-to-day use. Some other examples: "Why don't we FedEx those figures before John has a chance to change them?" why don't you run down to the factory and see how that production run is coming along? The best way to answer this kind of suggestion is like this.
All right, that's a good idea. Sure, I think that might be a good thing to do. Okay, sure.
Jeremy follows this immediately with a question for Vivian. I've reviewed your CV and it looks impressive indeed. I guess my first question is, why are you looking to leave your current job? Interviewers often start with this question or other similar ones. When answering such questions, you should avoid complaining about your job, manager, or co-workers. Even if you dislike everyone at your current job and it's been a terrible place to work, you want to speak professionally and courteously about it. Some common ways of answering.
I'm looking for more challenges. I'm hoping to change the direction of my career. I'm trying to find a position with more chances for advancement.
It's polite to say some good things about your company as well, or to note what you've enjoyed about working there.
I've really enjoyed the challenges that I experienced at this company. I have a great relationship with my boss. My co-workers have made my experience very rewarding.
Then Jeremy asks about what Vivian finds most challenging in her job. What did you find most challenging in your current job? Vivian could have answered this question in a number of ways. But here, it's very important to be specific. Avoid general statements like these.
I found the job hard. The customers were sometimes challenging. Dealing with my boss was difficult.
Instead, be very specific. Talk about how you overcame these challenges.
I found the day-to-day work to be very challenging at first because the industry was new to me. But after some time, I learned how the industry worked and then I felt much better about how I was doing my job.
Or?
My boss was a very demanding person, and though we got along well, I often felt that his instructions were vague and lacking in detail. That was quite challenging at first. Once I got used to his style, though, I figured out which questions to ask, and I felt like it helped my job performance immensely.
Jeremy then asks Vivian about why she wants to change the field in which she works. It seems that she has limited or no experience in the airlines industry. So he asks her what is appealing about it. And what interests you in particular about the airlines industry? Again, here it's very important that your answer is specific. Vivian lists 4 or 5 specific reasons why she's interested in the airlines industry.
I guess the movement it implies, the international aspects of it, the fact that I could work with people from all over the world, have the opportunity to travel, be in a fast-paced and competitive industry where things can change in a moment, all that seems very exciting to me.
Jeremy goes on to ask about Vivian's achievements. I'd like you to think for a moment and tell me about what you consider to be your 2 greatest achievements so far. You can expect this type of question to be asked at most interviews, so you can prepare your answer in advance. Vivian answers in a general way by talking about working her way up the company and contributing to the success of the company. Often, however, it is even better to list specific achievements. These are easier for the interviewer to understand. Here are some examples.
I have increased sales by 50% during the past 12 months. Since starting my current job, I've been able to reduce costs by 40% and increase productivity by 25%.
Whether or not you'll actually be able to give facts and figures like these will depend on the type of job you do. In human resources, general statements are more likely. Finally, Jeremy asks Vivian if she has any questions for him. it is very important that you ask some questions. Never say, no, I don't have any questions. You can ask about the position, the company's position in the market, or the industry. You might ask about whether the position is a new position or if you are replacing someone. You might ask about who the position reports to, who would be your boss, in other words. You want to avoid asking about the salary, the benefits, the hours, or other details of the job at this stage. These are things you discuss once the company has offered you the position. Finally, the interview ends, and Jeremy tells Vivian that he will notify her within a certain time frame, usually a week or two. Hiring someone on the spot usually only happens in the movies. To finish off, let's listen to some common interview questions and some good answers. Keep in mind that this is one way to answer the questions. There are many others. Also note that because this is an interview with a native speaker, there might be some rather high-level vocabulary used in the responses. When you read through the podcast transcript, look up any unclear words and try and understand how they are being used here. What are some of your long-term and short-term goals? Where do you hope to be in 5 years? What about in 10 years?
I'd like to find a position where I can have a future. I'd like to be in a management position in 5 years, perhaps one where I can manage an entire project and staff on my own. In 10 years, I guess I'd like to have enough flexibility where I can shift to other offices or districts, that my skills are in need throughout the organization. I guess, more than anything, I just want to feel that I am contributing significantly to the company.
What do you consider to be your most outstanding achievement?
My most outstanding achievement would have to be the time I managed a 4-month conference on my own. It wasn't easy, but I pulled together people from all over the world and we managed to hold a very successful conference. I was highly commended by my boss and after that, given a pay rise.
What did you like most about your last job?
I really liked the communication I had with my boss. No matter what the problem was, I always felt I could go to her for support and assistance. That makes all the difference, especially when you are starting something you have little experience with.
What qualities should a successful manager possess?
A good manager should try hard to understand her employees, to sympathize with them, encourage them, and be supportive. For a team to operate successfully, every member needs to feel a part of that team.
If you were hiring a graduate for this position, what qualities would you look for?
I would look for someone who has shown a history of dedication, reliability, and potential. I would also consider how he got along with his co-workers and colleagues.
What do you know about our company?
I know that this is one of the biggest multinational companies in the world, with its headquarters in San Francisco, California. The company was started in 1978 by Jerry Gerson and his brother Paul Gerson. In 1992, the company went public and has been listed on NASDAQ ever since.
What major problem have you encountered, and how did you deal with it?
I remember once when I had to deal on a regular basis with a very demanding customer. No one, in fact, wanted to speak to him at all, but I was asked to work with him since I was new. At first, it was really hard. He was angry often, would scream at me now and then, tell me I was doing a terrible job. But after about 3 months, we reached a point where we could start to get along. After 6 months, he was very nice. I realized that he'd acted so terribly before because he never felt like he could trust anyone in our office. Once he started to trust me, we got along very well.
What do you consider to be your greatest strengths and weaknesses?
I would say that my greatest strength is that I am clear and direct. People have often told me that they appreciate this part of my personality, and that others always know where they stand with me. But one of my weaknesses might be that I take things far too seriously. I think I have a good sense of humour, and I'm flexible. but I also focus very strongly on the task at hand, and I don't change my mind easily when I have a job to do.
How would you describe yourself?
I'm a fairly direct person, and I usually try and say what I think. I am even-tempered, I really like challenges, and I get bored easily. But I feel that when I'm away from work, I'm quite laid back, and I spend a lot of time with my friends and family. We hike or camp or spend time at our favourite local restaurants.
How do you think a friend who knows you would describe you?
I think they would say I am direct and clear, but friendly and outgoing. They might say that I can be focused and don't change my mind easily.
Can you give an example of a time you had to complete something under pressure? How did you cope with it?
When working for a production company in 2003, I had two big projects, both with similar due dates. Doing one project would have been difficult enough, but having two with the same deadline made me feel I was doing the impossible. I think for me, I made a real breakthrough at this time because I decided I would have to have help to meet the deadlines, and so I organized a team of my co-workers and I delegated some of the tasks that needed to be done. In the end, I met both deadlines with the help of my colleagues. I felt I was quite successful in this project.
Which supervisors have you found easiest to work with, hardest? Why?
My last supervisor was excellent. She was direct and I always felt I knew where I stood with her, though she could be strict and sometimes even unpleasant. But I understood her and I never worried about working for her. The supervisor before her, though, was difficult. He was moody and unpredictable. He would say one thing at 9 a.m. and then something completely different at 12:30. Worst of all, I didn't feel that he supported me or even wanted me to succeed. It was difficult to work with him.
In your last job, what do you think was the most important thing you contributed to the organization?
I think that I was thorough and that any of my managers who assigned me a task felt confident that it would get done efficiently and accurately. I think that this has helped me a lot as the company expanded into two new markets.
Under what kind of conditions do you work best? What kinds of conditions are most difficult?
I work best when I feel supported by those around me. I don't like feeling that my co-workers or supervisors are not supporting me or there for assistance when I need it. I also like a friendly and easygoing environment.
Why do you want to work for this company?
From what I have read, this is a company which is innovative and an industry leader. I like the idea of gaining experience from an organization that has such an important presence in this industry, and I think I will gain specific kinds of experience here that I wouldn't at any other company in this field. I also sense that employees here are happy and feel that they can contribute to this company's success in important ways.
That's all for this podcast lesson. We hope you enjoyed listening. Don't forget to print out the podcast transcript from our website at www.workplace-english-training.com.